Welcome to What I'm Cooking for Dinner, a podcast that takes you on a culinary journey through my mind, a passionate home cook. I'm your host, Haley, and I'm thrilled to invite you to join me on this delicious adventure. We all know that deciding what to cook for dinner can sometimes feel like an insurmountable challenge. Whether you're a culinary expert or a kitchen newbie, we face the same question: what's for dinner tonight? But fear not, this podcast is here to inspire and guide you. On this week's episode, we'll be talking about the following dishes: spicy chicken burgers with kimchi bacon jam, maple mustard tofu balls, pigs in a brioche blanket, brioche twists with smoked cardamom sugar, coconut curry chicken, chipotle tahini dressing, baked pumpkin gnocchi with sausage and kale, and Brunost caramel cinnamon buns. All right, let's start with these spicy chicken burgers with kimchi bacon jam. These are based on a recipe from the blog Pinch of Yum, and they're based on a recipe called Gochujang chicken burgers with kimchi bacon jam. And I'm calling them spicy chicken burgers because I didn't actually have any gochujang. I tossed it out when we moved, and I had forgotten that I had tossed it out. So I used some Thai sweet chili sauce instead. These ingredients are not interchangeable. They're from completely different food cultures, but I wanted something spicy to go into my chicken burger. So I figured I had this in the refrigerator, might as well use it. But really what was the star of this dish was the kimchi bacon jam. So you're gonna cook your bacon. You are then going to add your brown sugar and some chopped up kimchi. I bought mine from Trader Joe's. If you couldn't tell, I do almost all my grocery shopping at Trader Joe's. And then you kind of cook that together and let it thicken up. And it is so good. I ate the leftovers for like the rest of the week. I was putting it on like bagels and cream cheese and just eating it with crackers. It was so good. And I had these on the hamburger buns from Trader Joe's, which are my favorite store-bought hamburger buns. I can't really explain why they are so good. They're just so much better than any other brand of store-bought hamburger buns. And these are just their organic hamburger buns. They're not anything special. They're not pretzel buns or brioche buns. It's just the organic hamburger buns from Trader Joe's. All right, so the next up we have the maple mustard tofu balls. And these were based on another recipe from Pinch of Yum called the Fall Favorite Maple Mustard Tempeh Balls. And these had tofu, kale, butternut squash, and I added some apple and some more kimchi. And I also had some spicy maple nut mix that I added in there. And so yeah, the original recipe calls for sweet potatoes and tempeh. They didn't have any chopped up sweet potatoes at Trader Joe's. I did not feel like having to chop up sweet potatoes. That just would have added to my prep time. So I bought the pre-cut bagged butternut squash cubes, and as opposed to using sweet potatoes. And Trader Joe's didn't have any tempeh that I could find, so I used tofu instead. I like tempeh just fine. It's a lot firmer, nuttier than tofu. It's also a little bit easier for some people to digest. I like tofu just fine in this case. So you roast the butternut squash and the tofu after it's been marinated in this maple mustard dressing. And this maple mustard dressing was so, so good. It's sweet, it's tangy, it's really delicious. But I have a really funny story about this dish. So I made the salad. It looked so beautiful. I had my avocado with my massaged kale, and everything was very nicely plated on this like really pretty dish, and the lighting was perfect. And I did something that I always tell my kids not to do. I got up on the table and I was sitting on the table and I was kneeling on the table because I wanted to take a picture from up above, and I'm really short, so it would give me the best angle. And I tipped the table over. Everything on the table goes sliding off the table onto the floor, and the food is all over the floor. Water's all over the floor. I'm on the floor. Thankfully, I didn't like fall off and hurt myself. Nothing broke. No camera equipment was damaged. Just my pride. And apparently, My dog loves everything maple. I learned this from knocking this dish over, and now every time I get maple syrup out of the refrigerator, he's there sniffing and wanting some maple syrup. So I learned a valuable lesson, don't sit on the table and try to take photos. And also that my dog really loves maple syrup. And that this dish was really delicious. And I had so much leftover tofu and butternut squash. And so I was eating that on top of leftovers with rice and other things throughout the whole entire week. So it's really nice and interchangeable. I love dishes like this where you take bits and pieces and put them together because you can please everybody that way. If somebody doesn't want to eat tofu, they don't have to eat the tofu. If somebody doesn't want, avocado on it, they don't have to eat the avocado on it. Okay, so it's all, I like the fact that you can mix and match and personalize it. And that is really nice. Right, so next up we have the pigs in a brioche blanket. And these are a recipe from Dessert Person. And so is the next one, which is the brioche twist with smoked cardamom sugar. These are both in Claire Saffitz's recipe book, her cookbook called Dessert Person. She also has a cooking channel on YouTube called Dessert Person, which I highly recommend. It's lovely. She is a lovely host, very knowledgeable, really great at explaining and demoing things. Highly recommend her book, highly recommend her YouTube channel. And so I made her brioche dough, which is actually a really straightforward brioche dough. And I've actually found it pretty easy to make. And it just takes a while because it has to sit in the refrigerator overnight. And then this gets split in half because you only need one half of the dough to make the brioche pigs in a blanket. And so I use the other half to make another recipe in the book, which is the brioche twists, which in the book they call for coriander sugar. And I just didn't have any ground coriander and I don't have a spice grinder. So I do have coriander seeds, but I wasn't going to be grinding up any coriander seeds. What I did have were some, I had some smoked black cardamom, but I'll get to that in just a moment. Let's go back to those brioche pigs in a blanket. So I got some Hebrew National hot dogs from Trader Joe's, all beef hot dogs. Great, love them. They've got a good snap. And you wrap the hot dogs in the brioche dough, and then you give it an egg wash and you add some sesame seeds. And I actually had one of my daughters help me do this. She was really had a really good time wrapping up the hot dogs with the brioche dough. Then you let those proof again for a little while your oven heats up. And I might have overbaked mine a little bit. I'm still learning my oven, how hot it is, how long things need to go for, that kind of thing. But they turned out so good. Like, it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. And we had it with a variety of dipping sauces. I had some leftover ranch dressing. We had some ketchup. I made the sweet honey mustard dressing from the cookbook, which I actually wasn't too wild about. I thought it was a little light on the mustard flavor and a little too heavy on the sour cream. So I think I would choose to make a different mustard sauce with it next time. Like I said, they were a little overbaked. One of the girls really, really liked the hot dog inside, but didn't like the outside, and the other girl, my other daughter, only liked the outside and didn't really like the hot dog. So it actually worked out really well because they were able to exchange different parts of it. So the other half of the dough, like I said, got used for these brioche twists, which in the cookbook call for coriander sugar. Didn't have any ground coriander, so I used this smoked black cardamom from Burlap and Barrel. It smells so good. It smells like barbecue sauce, kind of tobacco-y smell, but it doesn't taste like that at all. It tastes like cardamom and slightly smoked, and it was really, really lovely. You make the twists, you put the sugar, you dip it in the sugar. You're supposed to brush it with some more butter, but brioche already has so much butter in it. I just didn't feel like that was necessary. And then you let it proof again overnight in the refrigerator. And you bring it out in the morning, let it come to room temperature, let it proof a little bit more for another hour, and then you bake it. It came out great. These were really delicious, really tasty. The texture on them was lovely. I really, really liked the crunch of the turbinado sugar with the smoked cardamom on the outside. The crumb of the brioche was perfect. The only thing is I need to work on my shaping a little bit when I'm making, when I'm shaping the dough. It's something that I need a little bit more practice with, but Really good, really great brioche recipe. Highly recommend it. Really highly recommend her cookbook. All right, so next up is the coconut curry chicken. And this is based on the Instant Pot Coconut Tandoori Inspired Chicken from Pinch of Yum. She also, thankfully, has a bunch of variations of this dish where, you know, you can use the Instant Pot, you can use a slow cooker, you can do it on the stovetop. I don't have a slow cooker or a Instant Pot, so I did it on the stovetop. It doesn't take that long. It takes less than an hour. I followed this recipe to a T. It was fine. I'm not really all that inspired to make it again. It was just fine. We ate it with some rice. Like I said, probably wouldn't make it again. It just didn't really do all that much for me. But we're using it throughout the week as leftovers, you know, using it. I've been putting it on top of rice and eating it with, you know, other things that I have left over, and we're making rice bowls with it. So one of the times I served it with this chipotle tahini dressing, which is also from Pinch of Yum, and I really, really liked this dressing. So it's pretty much just chipotle tahini mixed together, blended with a couple of other spices, some lemon juice, orange juice, and some olive oil. Really lovely salad dressing, really liked it. Been using it for like the whole week. Goes very nicely with rice and avocado and the leftover chicken. And I really like making, as I said, I really like making those types of dishes because then you can just use a bunch of leftovers and mix them all together, and then you've got like lunches for the rest of the week. Or if you're not sure if you have, you know, you're a little bit rushed on dinner one night, you know, you can just pull a bunch of things together and put them into one dish. All right, so next up is the baked pumpkin gnocchi with sausage and kale. Okay, so this is based on a dish called Creamy Chicken and Gnocchi from Damn Delicious. And Damn Delicious is the blog behind my favorite tortellini soup. I love that soup. We call it the soup, and we get really excited when it gets cold enough where we can eat the soup. But I really like a lot of her recipes. They're really straightforward, really, really delicious, really yummy recipes. So how did I get from creamy chicken and gnocchi to baked pumpkin gnocchi with sausage and kale? Well, I had this pumpkin gnocchi in the refrigerator because right now it is everything pumpkin season at Trader Joe's, as if there's no other fall flavors, really. What happened to all the other fall flavors? But that aside, so we had this pumpkin gnocchi in the fridge. I needed to use it. I really didn't feel like pumpkin gnocchi was gonna go with tomato, so I didn't really want to do a tomato-based sauce. So I saw this creamy gnocchi, and I'm like, that sounds really good. Oh, it has kale in it. I've got a lot of kale. Let's do that. I don't have any chicken. So what else do I have? Oh, I have some sweet Italian sausage from the produce and meat box that I bought last week from Rogue Produce, which is an online farmer's market that you can buy from. They have a thing called an omnivore bundle where you get a meat, a cheese, a bread, and then fruits and vegetables. And you get it delivered to your house every week, and it's great. It's all local. It's mostly organic. It's really high quality stuff, and I really love it. And so I needed to use up this sweet Italian sausage. So I was like, okay, that'll go really nicely with pumpkin the pumpkin gnocchi and the kale. So instead of searing off those chicken thighs, like as in the recipe was written, I did the sausage instead. You know, I added all the shallot and everything else too. Cooked the gnocchi separately, made the sauce. Sauce calls for white wine. I don't drink wine. I just added more chicken broth. Anytime though you see like a recipe most of the time where there's like a sauce where there's like alcohol in it and you're not an alcohol drinker, you can just substitute that with, you know, water or with more chicken broth or vegetable broth, whatever kind of other liquid that you're using in the recipe. And then I, you know, it has half and half in it. I didn't have any half and half. So what I did was I had some whole milk. I had some cream. Make your own half and half. And then it has kale in it. Like I said, I had a bunch of kale. And then that all goes mixed into the sauce. And then I put it in a baking dish, added some Parmesan on top, put it in the oven afterwards after everything had cooked. And just, you know, you let it brown for about 10 minutes. And it was really, really delicious. I really enjoyed it. I thought it worked out really well. I think that the pumpkin gnocchi went really nicely with the cream sauce and the kale and the sausage. All those flavors really worked well together. All right, so last up, we have the Brunost Caramel Cinnamon Buns from North Wild Kitchen. And North Wild Kitchen is a Norwegian food blog. It's written by an American who lives in Norway. And she is obsessed with this ingredient called Brunost, which is Norwegian brown cheese. And it's not like other cheeses. It's a whey byproduct. And it doesn't have like that cheesy, salty flavor. It is a little bit more caramelly than other cheeses, a little bit sweeter. It's still got some funk and some salt to it. It's really unlike anything else I've ever tasted. And she uses it in a number of desserts. Traditionally, it's used in Norwegian meatballs in the sauce, but she's been using it in all these desserts. And she has a few other desserts and things that I want to really try, so you might hear about those later on in another episode later in the season. But this was a cinnamon bun recipe. You know, you make your kind of basic cinnamon bun dough. I love cinnamon rolls. They're super versatile. Like, once you know what dough you want to use, you can pretty much make any kind of filling. It's really, I don't know, I really love how like versatile they are, and I love making them. They're one of my favorite baked goods to make. So you make your cinnamon roll dough, you add your, you know, you let it proof, then you shape, you add your filling, and then you roll them up, and then start baking them. While they're baking, you make the caramel. And the caramel is sugar, water, Brunost, brown cheese, and half and half, or sorry, heavy cream. And so this is one of the times I didn't have regular sugar. I used turbinado sugar, which is raw sugar. It worked out just fine for making the caramel. I was a little bit concerned because it has a little bit more molasses in it. So I was concerned that it would be a wetter caramel and that it would get grainy or kind of gritty. It didn't actually, it was just fine. It was really easy to make and it tasted delicious. And then once the buns have been in the oven for about 10 minutes, getting a little bit brown, then you pour the caramel sauce on top. I really, really recommend that you either use a non-stick baking dish or you put parchment paper in your baking dish because this is so sticky. And you're gonna be left with a big sticky mess. And then you bake them for about another 15 minutes and they come out and then just let them kind of come to room temperature. They're really, really, really delicious. They're super fluffy, super moist, extremely sticky though. And honestly, they were a little too sweet for me. I wanted more of that kind of like slightly funky flavor from the cheese. I think that these would be really delicious with some apples added in the filling, like a nice tart crisp apple in the filling of the bun, just to kind of offset the sweetness and just kind of give it another textural component because these were so soft and sticky and gooey. Even though they were perfectly fully cooked, it was a lot of sticky, and they were delicious, but I think it needs some tweaking to really be something that I'd want to make again. All right, so that's a wrap for this episode of What I'm Cooking for Dinner. I hope you're leaving with a belly full of inspiration and excitement for your next meal. If you've enjoyed this culinary journey, please consider subscribing to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you want to share your thoughts, recipes, or perhaps a story of your own, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out by sending an email to whatimcookingfordinner@gmail.com. That's whatimcookingfordinner@gmail.com. I can't wait to read your messages and maybe even feature some of your culinary adventures in future episodes. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at whatimcookingfordinner for behind the scenes kind of like peeks of things that I'm going to be making and delicious food photos and updates possibly on upcoming episodes. And as we wrap up, I just want to express how thankful I am for you joining me on this journey. Your support means a lot to me and I'm excited to continue sharing the joy of cooking with you. Until next time, happy cooking, everyone. Cheers.